This one is for my readers. Are you tired of endlessly searching for your next great read? Well, let me tell you about Book of the Month, where the thrill of discovery meets the joy of reading. Sounds fun, right? Okay, so what I adore about the Book of the Month is their meticulous curation process. With just a handful of carefully chosen titles each month, they've mastered the art of making your next read an easy decision. If you're tired of making decisions, let's make it easy. And let's not forget about the fun factor. Every aspect of their service is designed to celebrate the love of reading and make it even more enjoyable for members like us, down to the cute blue box the books are delivered in. Now let me tell you about the April pick. I've tapped into The Husband's a Novel by Holly Gramazio. And let me tell you, it's a pretty interesting read. It gets into the complexities of marriage and identity, and it's set against a backdrop of mystery and suspense. It has a pretty intriguing plot twist, and there's some character development that's pretty good too. So I think you might enjoy it. Pick it up if it interests you. And if you're ready to embark on your next literary journey, head over to bookofthemonth.com. And guess what? They're offering our listeners a special deal. You can use code PASTEL at checkout to get your first book for just $5 this month only. That's code PASTEL at bookofthemonth.com to get your first book for $5 with free shipping always. Come on, my readers. Don't miss out on the chance to discover your next favorite read with Book of the Month. Happy reading.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend, it's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down to have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all, welcome back.
Welcome back, gummies. Gummies is short for gumdrops.
Oh. Welcome back, gummies. I thought you were talking about like Haribos. Haribo gummy bears.
Haribo or Haribo?
I don't know. Shit. Tomato, always, tomato. Yeah, potato,
people go back
potato.
And forth. That's the thing. Haribo or Haribo?
I don't know. I've called them Haribos.
Okay, well, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Haribo gold pack gummy bears.
What's good? How's your weekend?
Wow. My weekend was so lit. So this weekend, I was in the Bay.
Yay! That's good. Yeah. Like G-Eazy.
So this weekend I went to the Bay. I went to hang out because Afrotech was happening. Listen, ladies, I highly recommend everyone go to Afrotech. This was their first year having it in Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Where is it usually at?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay. So they brought it to the town.
They brought it to the town.
It hit different in the town.
Well, I don't know how it hit in San Francisco, but okay. I was told that it hit different in Oakland.
I'm sure.
It just hit to me first time and whatever. So, yeah, I went to the Bay, had a good time.
Yeah.
And I also went to the Black Girl in Ohm event at the Assembly in San Francisco. Beautiful event. I did that on Sunday. Beautiful space, the Assembly San Francisco.
That was actually Saturday that you did that.
Oh.
You didn't do that on Sunday. You did that on
my
Saturday.
My God. You know, the day, my days are blurred. I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did that on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That was an all-day thing. Saw homegirl Cree. Hey, Cree.
Hey, Cree.
She was at our event, too.
Hey, Cree.
And we chit-chat in the DM, so I saw her. Mm-hmm. Always love seeing the homegirls out.
Yeah, and about mingling and jingling.
Out and about mingling and jingling, but the event was really nice. Really nice. Had a good time at that. Got a little healing and then did a little twerking after.
That's always
balance,
a good combo.
Healing and twerking.
Yes.
Went to the Afrotech after party in Oakland on Saturday. And then I carried my ass back here on Sunday and straight off the plane, literally.
Yeah.
Literally straight off the plane. Germany swooped me and we headed on over to Beverly Hills. Went to brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then post brunch was a lounge. What this a weekend. True. I'm tired.
Yeah. You already gave the recap. The only thing I did, only reason I didn't go to Afrotech
was
because I had to fucking work this weekend.
You needed to be there. Mm. If you would have been there, it would have been like girls trip.
Next year.
Look, there was so many black, fine ass black.
Come on. Talk about it.
Fine ass black.
Talk about
employed
it. Talk about it.
Men.
Uh-huh.
Somebody said it was like Wakanda. I'm
okay,
like,
too much. Too much. Somebody come
know?
Get her. That would have been me dancing like a stripper.
It was more, for the first time in ever, it was more men than women.
Oh, really? That's a nice balance.
Usually, you know, there's more women. Men have all the options.
Yeah, but this time the ladies were in full effect.
The script was flipped.
Yes.
The script was flipped and there was more men than women. So, ladies, I'm telling you, tap in.
Is it going to be there next year in Oakland? or in San Francisco?
So. I think Oakland may be the new home.
Well, I'll be requesting that off the rip.
Also, on Friday, I went to an Afrobeats party.
Mm-hmm. Your hips could never.
My hips. I'm surprised I still have hair on my head. Somebody had got up on the stage and was wearing a wig.
No, girl, they didn't. No, they didn't.
She got so into it, the wig came off. All she had was the foundation under. I said, okay, I ain't never got that into it, bitch. My wig has to stay on. She snatched her own wig and she started swinging the wig in her She started swinging the wig in her head around. Her hat, her wig was moving. Her ass was moving. I'm like, well, fuck it up, sis. She was going to town. I'm like, she must really be native. Because yeah. When you don't give a
plus,
fuck like that.
They let their wigs come off. They love that. When the wig come off, that means
that's
really,
a part of the culture.
Yeah. And tell me if I'm wrong, y'all, but I've seen a lot of vids where when it really gets going, they take the wig off. The wig comes off. Everything. No holds barred.
Okay. Well, baby girl's wig was off.
Oh, that is so funny.
Her wig hit the floor. I was like, the wig's off.
Well, I can't wait. I'll be there. We're going to the regional conference.
Oh, yeah. So for the Sororers, for the Far Western Regional Sororers, we will be running it back to the Bay because I already know the Bay is going to set us up nice.
It's going
to
be so
They're
going
to greet us nice.
Yes.
This time it's probably going to be more women than niggas, but, you know, we'll adapt.
We'll adapt. Host sweet. Go to some host sweet.
Yeah, so we'll be back in the town. Actually, we'll probably be, we're going to my sister's baby shower. I told my mom you were coming. So.
Okay, you didn't even tell me. When is it? You'll give me tea. But yeah, so yeah, we'll be in Oakland again in March.
We'll be in
March.
The town soon, yeah. So how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. I mean, you summed it up. I had to work. But on the real, I wasn't really working like that. I was watching Snowfall.
At work?
I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that on air.
On air, right. You were working.
I was working, but I did finish Snowfall.
Okay.
And then, yeah, on Sunday, grabbed Brittany from the airport, went to a brunch. Nice black vibes.
Nice black vibes.
Nice black people.
Nice black people.
Love everybody who was in there. You know, it was a
nice, mature
crowd. 25 and up.
25 and up for sure.
Easily.
Because we've landed in some spaces where I've been questioning the age.
Yeah.
And also the fucking corniness factor.
Yeah, but it was good. Mature vibes. Had a little
DJ was banging.
DJ was good. So yeah, and now here we are again to hang out with y'all. So new week, new tea.
Were we kiki with
you? Had it.
New week, new tea. Were we kiki?
Brittany, back it up and
Germany.
Dump it.
What
just say
is
your
it?
Part.
Say new your, week, new tea.
Were we kiki with you and you kiki with we?
Period. I wanted to say so bad. Were we kiki with y'all and you kiki with we? But I'm like, no, that's not what we say.
Well, we just can't switch it up.
I'm tired.
Go
She's
ahead.
Tired. So what's so tea? Yeah. Yesterday, after we were leaving brunch, we found out that Drake was going to be the special guest at Camp Flognaw. We used to go to Camp Flognaw this
year. Every
year. Yeah, this year we didn't. So, you know, it was already like, ugh, we're not a Camp
FOMO.
Yeah, the FOMO. Like, ugh, we're not a Camp Flognaw this year. Then we found out it was Drake going to be the special guest.
Then we went on StubHub trying to get some last minute tick-ticks.
We were trying to get some tickets. There were no tickets. And so then we like, okay, we just need to take our black asses home.
Yeah.
So I hit up Germany. I'm like, they're streaming it. They're streaming it on
some random Twitch. Girls.
Anyway, Twitch cut off for the special guest. By looking in the comments, we found out some other random girl on Instagram Live was streaming it. So we went on over to her.
Mind y'all, hold on, Brittany. She has like 2,500 followers. There was 11,000 people in her live.
Yeah.
She was probably the only person like really streaming it with service.
She was.
So she was probably like 11,000 in my live.
Yeah, people were like, don't comment. We have to preserve her battery. She was like, I got y'all. I got my portable charger. Anyway, so we watched it. We getting our Clint Flognaw fix from her Instagram Live, you know, chilling, waiting for Drizzy Drake to come out because we already knew it was going to be Drake.
Right.
Before Drake came out, ASAP Rocky performed a couple songs and Lil Uzi Vert.
Our sister. I would have loved to see Uzi. Uzi tears it down.
He does.
He tears it down.
He does.
Okay.
Hopefully he comes to Coachella again. But anyway, okay, so then Drake finally comes out.
Which, yay, pussy wet.
Drake,
come on,
like one of the biggest
Thanks, Drake.
One of the biggest, like, is he's a mega star. He's like one of the biggest artist to ever grace this generation.
On the planet, per Tyler.
Right.
The biggest fucking artist
so
on the
Drake
planet.
So Drake comes out and, you know, he does a couple songs. And I guess people thought, like, Drake was going to do a couple like ASAP and Uzi did.
And just go.
And then just leave. Because the whole like, thing with Camp Vlog now is they always have a special guest slot with an unannounced artist. And every year people are like, it's Frank Ocean. Yeah. Them young-ass, crazy-ass, high-ass kids be running around trying to get to that stage. Staying all day, Frank's here. It's gonna be Frank.
That's in the rumor,
and it
meal.
Hasn't been fucking Frank for years.
I think it was ASAP Rocky a couple of years back.
I don't even remember. It'd be people like some
regular people.
Yeah,
I can't remember
like
who it
Rex
was.
Life, Orange County, yeah. Like something like, you know, like whatever.
Basic. So to get Drake, that's damn near like somebody being like, Beyonce's here. Beyonce is a special
exactly.
guest. I mean, the equivalent there, you know?
It's
like,
the equivalent for sure.
Come on.
Like, I'm sure that was like, it seems like Tyler and Drake have a relationship. However, Drake is not
spent.
Just pulling up, you know,
to
do you a solid.
No.
He has a rate and the rate has to be paid, especially for this music festival. And shout out to Tyler for this being his eighth year of doing this.
Yeah.
Music
hell
festival.
Yeah.
The music festival, the experience has been elevated each time. It's well done. It's seamless.
Yeah.
He has good vendors, always has a good lineup.
No drama.
No drama. It's amazing. Anyway, so.
So Drake's doing his thing.
Yeah. Drake's continuing to do his thing. And you start hearing the crowd booing.
Booing in between the songs. And Drake, you know what? My baby. Working so hard, working overtime to keep people engaged.
And he's also a great performer. So it's not like you were getting Love Sis. And this is really no shade, just to compare. You're not getting a Summer Walker experience.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, he really puts on a good show.
Yeah.
So these niggas are booing. And I'm the whole time I'm like, oh my God, I wonder if Drake can hear this. Because
that was what my concern
a
was.
A lot of people, of course, we can hear it loud because we're watching through the live. And the person who was recording the live was also booing.
And so, we can hear the general around her.
Around her.
Right.
But the venue is so huge, you don't know if the whole actual venue can hear him.
He could tell, though, because
his energy was getting altered a little.
I think he was trying to soften it up, like, by saying Tyler requested these songs. It's not like I'm just doing them. In a way, he was like, he's my brother. He asked me to be here. He wants me to specifically do these songs.
Yeah.
He's like, because I haven't performed these songs in a decade live. Like, it was songs on Take Care.
Yeah.
And he was like, these are for you, Tyler. And Tyler was just having a grand time dancing. Like, his name was Taisha in the front. I'm like, Tyler's fucking it up. And then, okay, so we get to the end of the show. Not even the end. It's like 10:40.
It got cut short because Drake was like, do y'all want me to stay? Y'all
Drake was like, we can do this all night.
Right.
I could keep going. And
they were like, no, get the fuck out of here. We want Frank. They started chanting, we want Frank.
Drake was like, all right, y'all, I go by the name of Drizzy Drake. I'm like, we know.
My thing is, I'm like, y'all disrespectful.
As fuck.
Y'all are so disrespectful because nobody told you that Frank Ocean was coming tonight.
I was in the comments in that live, like, y'all.
Germany was commenting in the lives talking about y'all are rude as fuck.
Because you know that's my baby. And I'm like, why are y'all doing that? And why are y'all being so fucking disrespectful? And then I laughed when Frank really didn't come out. I was like, LMAO, y'all boo Drake thinking you were going to get Frank and now you have no one.
And the thing is,
Whitney Houston, I have nothing.
Nobody said that y'all were going to get Drake.
Frank.
I mean, Frank, yes.
It wasn't even a guarantee.
Just like, Tyler said, you guys created that own narrative like you do every goddamn year.
Every year.
Thinking it's going to be Frank. It's going
to
be
Frank. He needs
Frank.
To just start just putting
Frank
up.
Needs to start saying, hey, don't expect to see me at Camp Vlog now, period. And
I'm
if
not
I come
coming.
Out, it will be a pleasant surprise. But God. Just don't expect it.
Y'all, they were
and
waiting.
Frank Ocean does not even like to perform. He's a male equivalent to Summer Walker. He doesn't like to perform. He don't like being out in public. The nigga got social anxiety. He just wants to make his music and
slide
go.
It under the door. That's what Summer said. She said, if I could just make music and slide it under the door for people
the Uncle
to
Pete.
Yeah, to people for
the
people
Auntie
to listen
Pete.
To.
The Uncle Pete vibe. Auntie Patricia.
The auntie dead. That's what she said she would do. But it was sad. And the stupid part was like after Drake was gone, they were still waiting.
They thought Frank was really going to come.
And I said, Tyler probably said, hey, no. If you were coming out, not
we're
anymore.
We're deading it. That's embarrassing to him because like he said, Drake, he worked hard to get Drake there.
I'm sure.
It wasn't cheap. And like, wow.
He put up a bunch of tweets saying like Drake was performing so many songs. He's mad because he left right before Hotline Bling and that's his shit.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm so embarrassed. We came off like entitled like pieces of shit to Drake. And
I really love Tyler.
He was like, I am embarrassed by you all.
As he should be.
Yeah, so he was like, you know, rightfully it's not cool.
Rightfully so. So yeah, that happened.
And the plot twist is that Drake posted a story. I mean, posted a picture today, which I thought was kind of funny. And it said, plot twist, just signed a 10-year residency at Camp Flognog. Sorry, kids. See you every single year till you're 30. That was funny.
That was hilarious. Yeah, there's a lot of kids there, but there'll be grown people there too. We'd be there grooving.
Yeah, we'd be there. We would have been tearing it down. But I just think people need to relax.
I agree.
They need to fucking relax.
And just, you know what? Let go of the expectation.
And let God.
You're at the festival having a good time. The vibe is good.
Probably
high. You should be lit. You should be having a good time. Whoever comes out is a treat.
Yeah.
Drake, bitch.
Listen, we know, but that's a different whole crowd. They're listening to Rex at Orange County, whatever you
Rex
said.
Rex Life, Orange County.
So it hits different.
Yeah. And some, and most of those kids, like, they're like damn near cultish for the
They're like a cult for Wolf Tyler.
Gang, Odd Future.
Yeah.
Fuck them, kill them. What is it?
I don't know what that means.
Odd Future.
Odd Future, fuck the world.
Fuck the world. It's fuck Wolf the world, Gang, kill right? them all dead.
Odd Future.
That's what the FWKTGA stands for. I don't know. I'm not that young. I'm not going to say
future.
Childish.
It's Odd Future.
But the FKW.
Fuck the world.
Kill.
I don't know,
something.
Whatever.
Anyway.
They're a cult for that whole
group.
Did
you see
group.
The new shoes that Tyler dropped? They're cute.
The Converse?
No.
Oh, no, I didn't see them.
There's some other ones.
I know you can only get them there for the first people, you know, you can get going
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they have a little merch. So, yeah, I'm glad that Drake is taking the lighthearted approach. He already knows he's the GOAT and he's that nigga, so he's probably like, y'all
fuck them
just
kids.
Don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like those kids really would have booed Beyonce because they were so tied
to Frank.
To Frank.
Connected.
That they would have been like, fuck you, Beyonce. And we want Frank.
No, I think people are beehive. People probably, the beehive
not
probably
everybody.
Would have
you'll
jumped
be surprised.
In. Well, it's okay.
They want to do some mosh pit type shit.
Yeah, Drake wasn't here for that. So what else is good? What's what else is on our radar?
I don't know. What else?
T.I.
Yesterday we saw T.I.
Oh yeah, T.I. was at the lounge yesterday.
T.I. was at the lounge where we was at, just big chilling. Like,
Brittany was
no.
like, I thought that guy was T.I. And then we looked over, I'm like, that is T.I.
I did, because you know he was just walking through the crowd normal.
I think he had like a crew of people with him, but it was so low key.
But it was just low key, like, you know, he assimilated into the crowd.
Yeah, he was.
So
fine.
Anyways, I'm like, I
no
looked
hug.
And I was like, I thought that was T.I. I thought that nigga was T.I.
Yeah.
And then we were like, hey, that is T.I.
Yeah.
So anyway.
But there's no love given after his statements.
No, I couldn't get the hug. He was standing right by me dancing to You Make Me Happy.
Yeah, he was. I'm like, come on, T.I. We might as well electric slide together.
Yeah, but
Butter.
So last week, the internets went up in flames because T.I. was on the podcast. He was actually on Miguel.
Nazanin.
Nazanin's and her co-host podcast. I forgot the name of it. But basically, he was saying that when his daughter
every year
on her birthday, they yeah. celebrate, have a good time, and then he writes a little these little note like, "Hey, gyno in the morning," meaning we got to go to your gynecologist appointment. And he said that at the appointment, he basically
confirms
that her hymen is still intact,
which is sick.
He said, "I told her it ain't nothing. You don't want me to know, right? You don't want me not to
which
know."
Which basically it violates HIPAA.
Basically saying like, sign the paper so that the doctors can let me know
yeah,
what the
what
fuck
I'm
is
saying.
Going on. So
I would be like, nope. I would just be proving
a point.
And then
he said the doctor was like, I mean, you know, her hymen can break in other ways. Like if she's rides horses
falls.
Or she's highly active and she's plays sports. And he was like, she don't ride nothing. She don't do none of that. Check it and let me know what's going on with a hymen. But I mean, you know, he got that twang, that talk. So, of course, the internet is like, what the fuck? Like, why are you checking to see if her hymen is attacked? What happened to just talking about safe sex practices? Like, you
and
know.
And letting it be. She's unfollowed all of them. She's unfollowed her.
And she was liking comments.
Yeah, I know.
She was liking comments that were like, T.I. is wrong. He's there wrong. Like, that's not cool.
There was a meme that was shared in our group chat that was like, T.I. gonna be so sick when he realized this whole time his daughter was doing anal.
Now that.
It was sick.
I would just
funny.
Be like, fuck it. You just got, my hymen just got to be fucked because I can't.
I'm getting
I
fucked.
I can't keep getting this anal. I can't be my only source.
No, I would just be like, T.I., daddy, it's just not a vibe.
And the thing is, he doesn't keep that same energy with the sons because he was talking to one of the sons. I don't know if it was Damani or
no,
what.
It was the little one.
What's the little one?
King.
King? Damn, King is big now. That's King?
Yeah.
That nigga is king.
The real light
skin. Light one, that's yeah. king. Now, that's you king. Know, I ain't kept up with the family hustle.
Oh, no, that's not king. That's, it's Damani is the oldest one, and then there's that middle one, and then the baby one is king.
Okay, because, girl, if that would have been king, no, that would have been like, the family been hustling for that
no,
long?
No, hold on, let me see.
Okay, well, that one, the really fair-skinned one with, like, that the reddish like hair. Tiny, yeah. The reddish hair. He was talking about you done slid up.
Major.
Major.
Oh, no, it is king then, because Major's the little one.
Okay, I got them mixed up.
Yeah, king is the middle one, and then there's Major.
Okay, well, he was speaking with Major.
No, he was talking to King.
Okay, he was speaking with King.
My God.
And basically, they were at the beach, and I guess King had insinuated that he had gotten some cuddy last night or something like that. And that he one. Was like, you done slid up and something. You know, it was a kiki.
Yeah, it was regular.
But you're taking me to get my hymen checked.
And my little brother sliding in pussy.
I don't understand why we can't keep that same energy.
Yeah.
The double
toxic
standard
masculinity.
The double standard with men, the way they raise these sons and the way they raise these women. And, you know, that's the motherfucking problem. That's when we begin to have to put these men on our backs.
Yeah, on our backs.
Because one person was like, well, the reason why men are so uptight with their daughters is because women can get pregnant. I'm like, by
what?
Who? By who? Are we all Virgin Marys? Who are we getting pregnant by? Like, your dirty ass sons. Your dirty ass sons are impregnating us. So let's have the same conversation with the sons.
I think we can move on. All you niggas is my sons.
Anyway, I think of, what do you think?
I think it's sick, and I think everybody mutually agrees that it's wrong.
Everyone didn't mutually
agree,
to be quite honest.
Oh, well.
Some people were like, she's not 18. Like, that's the problem. Some of y'all are so fast, and your parents are okay, and that
goodbye.
You're having sex. Maybe if they would have been more concerned about your virginity, then you wouldn't be around here thotting.
Your virginity has nothing to do with any of that. Who cares? Anyway.
People care.
I know, but it's sick. I'm just saying, who cares about that? Like, let it go.
Yeah.
If she's a virgin or she isn't a virgin, she's going to have sex one day, and it's not for her daddy to be checking her hymen. It's really not for anybody in the world, which is probably why she's really pissed at him. If that's something that we do, don't go on a podcast. Because it's already humiliating, embarrassing, and now the whole world knows about it.
Yeah.
I think that's the real issue. Like, if that's some sick shit in our family.
Yeah, she still has to navigate through this.
Right. And now she's the fun. Everybody knows that her hymen is still intact. Yeah. That's so personal.
Yeah.
Damn, now you just humiliated me all over the fucking internet. Everybody knows about it. Everybody was talking about it. Embarrassed.
Yeah, as fuck.
As fuck. So, anywho.
A rose is still a rose, baby girl. You're still a flower.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's good?
What else is good? Are we moving
That's
on?
That's the tea. We're moving on from the tea. Moving
Beautiful.
On into the she and the we.
The she and the we. Yeah. So, is this the now where we're time where we talk about our ratings and our motherfuckers?
This is where we talk about it.
Okay, so last week, y'all came through dripping.
You guys.
Drip, drip.
I really love how y'all call it, how you guys were like, it's homegirl so-and-so.
I'm gonna shout those girls out.
So cute.
So this is the thing. What are you doing? So the thing is, we came through, and you know what else? I'm gonna say a little disclaimer. I see y'all like to be threatened. The threat has to happen for you to respond. And I don't want to have to get loud with you every couple weeks.
Yeah.
But I will say it worked this week because y'all came through with about 30 ratings.
What?
Oh, wait. No, I'm being dramatic. Hold on.
Girl, I was about to say, you get a treat. You get a treat. We're
calling
up all
these
homegirls.
No. Where were we at? 833, right? Where we at? Y'all tell us where we at.
We don't remember.
I think we were at 863.
Okay.
883. It was 883.
Yeah.
It was 883.
Yeah, that rings a bell.
883.
Ring my bell. Ring my bell. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay. So anyway. So yeah, y'all came through dripping with 19 reviews.
Beautiful. Because the requirement was 16, right?
I think it was like 14.
Okay. So
it was more than we asked for.
Expectation was met.
And you need to keep coming through and doing that. So basically when you come and you rate and review and you say sweet shit, it helps this podcast gain more visibility. People trust what you have to say. We think we lit, but it matters more when you say that we're lit.
Yeah,
so to share.
Confirm.
Exactly. So to basically honor you guys and show our appreciation, Brittany's going to read the review of the week.
Yes. So this one comes from Asking Jasmine.
Come
on. She says, he's always on time.
Come on.
This is exactly what I needed. I've been feeling so out of my element and just struggling to go through everyday life. They always say God is on time, but girl, I'm always wondering what the schedule is.
What is it?
I asked him for guidance, and guess where he led me?
Here.
I stumbled across this podcast on Monday, and by Friday, y'all have me ready to conquer the world. I love the way you ladies can make us black and girl Black and brown girls feel at home and loved. From one black woman to another, I love this podcast and can't wait for all of the new content.
Thank you. So in addition to that, all the homegirls who came through with the second review, I'm just going to give you a quick shout out.
Give it.
Because you deserve.
Give it to them.
Brenda, you're here every week. You already know the vibes.
She's at the forefront.
You're at the forefront. J-Mac, hey girl, thanks for the review. We have Tay Raquel. Hey girl, you're back. Mm-hmm. And you're back. Taylor, you're Tay-Tay. Here again. Hey Tay Rose.
Yes.
Alana. Hey Alana. We appreciate you. We have, who else?
Sherelle. Danielle.
Welcome. I think that's it for the second.
Oh, I thought you were shouting out everybody that called themselves homegirl.
Those are the people who have came through multiple times. Because remember I said
okay. Well, some people, this was their first time, but they're still lovingly referencing themselves as homegirl. And
okay,
I like how they're doing that.
Okay, so
Danielle and the...
Y'all could keep doing that, but I think homegirl Alana's been here before.
Okay, she probably has.
Actually, maybe she hasn't.
We don't know, but you're here. All that matters.
But y'all keep doing that. Keep checking in. If it's your second, third review, let us know. Mm-hmm. Keep showing us love. We appreciate that.
And how many do we have before we reach 1,000?
Oh my goodness.
Because we have a goal to reach.
98.
Wow. We're down to the double digits. Hey, y'all better show up, okay?
Brittany, you said hey.
Hey, show up and show
the fuck
out this week,
out.
Okay? We'll be here waiting. See you
next. We need to show the world how we do it.
Period.
We need to show the world how our tribe works. Let me tell you how many weeks left in this motherfucking year.
How many?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
we're
7
down to
weeks
the wire.
Left. 7 weeks. Let me see. 98. I'm not good with math, y'all.
98 divided by 7.
14.
Okay, we don't have time to sit. We don't have time to play. It's game time. It's go time. Strap up.
Clock in. Go to work.
Type it out.
Help it. Come on.
There
bring
we
it
go.
Through if you want your check.
Okay, speaking of checks.
What about
we have
it?
Another way that you can support this podcast called Patreon. So over on Patreon is a special community.
Very special.
Where we have additional content, 2 additional episodes per month, playlists, journal prompts. Love.
Yeah.
And you're able to support us and support this podcast if you become a patron. It is monetary support, but your support helps keep this podcast going.
Mm-hmm.
It's helping us go on tour because we're working on that. We're working on some events too this year that are going to be phenomenal.
Multiple.
She said
events.
It.
I did say it.
Multiple events. So yeah, we're excited. Join us over on Patreon.
Are you going to shout our patrons out?
Of course I am.
Thank you.
So let's shout out our mamitas.
Which we're so happy to have y'all.
Mamitas.
That's good.
Shout out to Jasmine P.
Hey, Jasmine P. Jazzy P.
Michelle.
My
Jasmine
Belle.
B.
Jazzy B.
We got 2 Jasmines in the house. And Taknisha.
Or
Tanisha. I think it's Tanisha.
Tanisha. Welcome,
y'all.
Because
the K is probably silent.
Okay.
Hey, girl. Hey, girls. All y'all patrons. Thank you.
Welcome to our tribe, y'all. We 60 patrons deep. It's a gang. So we're at this point, our Patreon goal is 100.
Yes.
So join us over there. It's lit.
We have 60 right now. So we're 40 away from that goal. We are planning a phenomenal giveaway when we reach our 100 patron goal. So make sure you're in that number.
And one last quick plug and then we're moving on Facebook. Join us over on Facebook. It's this extension of this show, like-minded women, building community in there, separate groups from us. Y'all are meeting up for happy hour.
We saw the girls have met up.
Girls have connected, okay?
The Ohio mommies.
The
Ohio right?
The Ohio homegirls.
So there's Ohio mommies. We see the DC mommies are forming a group. The NYC mommies are forming a group.
Yeah, a couple branches in NYC.
Yeah.
The Bay Area is forming a group.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen people saying that they were in the Bay. It's all kind
what
of.
What if one day we pop up on the group?
Atlanta.
Atlanta. Okay.
So yeah,
so keep
y'all keep connecting. Yeah, keep creating small groups.
Right. So by the time we pull up, it already feels like home.
Yeah.
We need y'all to set the tone.
Set the tone. So when your girls pick up, you know, it's a vibe.
Yeah.
So yeah, get in there. The Black Girl Bravado Podcast, Homegirl Hangout. It's a secret Facebook group.
Okay. So finally, we're here.
Actually, no, we're not here yet.
Last week's episode. That's where we are. That
episode
was here.
Episode 119 was basically entitled Omarion. Psych, it was Unbothered, the art of non-reactive behavior. So an affirmation that we chose to share last week was, I consciously choose to respond to situations from a place of love, light, and gratitude. Maintaining my inner peace is most important to me. In last week's episode, we discussed non-reactionary behavior. Being in or being a non-reactive person means not allowing external situations to control your response nor mood. We chatted about the ways we've been shaped into reactionary people and how we're growing towards maintaining inner peace despite what's going on in our external environments. Additionally, we offered a few tips to assist you with becoming less reactive towards situations so that you can hold on to your joy and your happiness no matter what's going on. And a few of the homegirls have been pulling a couple quotes out, and the biggie that stood out was being the witness and not the subject. That's a takeaway, as well as not letting external situations affect your internal peace.
Two amazing.
Both amazing.
I can say that I definitely was tapped in last week, like, you know what? I'm going to be responding from a conscious place, and I'm not going to be reacting.
Yep.
I need to keep that same energy this week.
It's happening.
Period.
So what's good? What are we talking about this week?
So this week we decided to just have a little girlfriend chat.
Yeah.
With you all, kicking off our shoes and relaxing our feet.
Getting down with the BGB.
Yes. This is kind of similar to what we do over on our Patreon account.
Yes.
So it's a little sneak, a little tidbit of that vibe.
You're getting a bonus.
Yeah, you're getting a bonus. Bonus for our patrons. So.
Because we will be recording a mid-month check-in this week. That'll be up later in the week.
These months fly by so fast. And we got some good. We already know what we're sharing over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. I think
Germany and I were just
go ahead.
Oh, we were just chatting like how we do. And we thought that this would be a valuable conversation to just stop and have on the show, because we were talking about like how we've been noticing like a shift, a collective shift, just by people that we know personally and just social media in general. It just seems like a lot of things have been coming apart.
Yeah.
Falling
apart so that better things can fall together.
Right. But just being in the present, even without knowing if the better is going to fall to come together.
Yeah.
It's just been a fall apart.
Yeah.
Shambles. It's just been a fall apart. Like I was saying how I've seen a lot of people who have been in long-term relationships. It just seems like a lot of them have ended this year. Like people who have been in 5, 6, 7, however many long year relationships, including ourselves. This has been the year. And I'm like, I don't know. What are we doing? Starting anew for 2020, the 2020 experience. What the fuck is going on? What is happening?
Yeah. It's been pretty challenging. Yeah. So with all of that, like you mentioned, we just wanted to kind of talk about being in that space and almost just encouraging you all and ourselves.
If you are in that space, and yes, encouraging ourselves.
And ourselves, because we know it's not easy. It's challenging. But it all comes down to perspective.
Yeah, I saw this post on social media, and that's when I saw this, I was like,
resonance.
There must be something in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
So
Lord, he's here.
I feel it in my bones.
You're about to move. I feel it in the wind. You're about to rise in.
Okay.
Rise in. So like a rainfall.
Okay, so this is what I saw. So it says, there's a huge shift now. There's a huge shift right now in relationships. Toxic relationships are ending. Allow them to end. Surrender. Do not settle for less. The collective is going through an upgrade, and we cannot take them with us. We cannot carry this baggage any longer. I was like, ooh.
Come on, baggage.
That's what I've been seeing. And it's not just romantic relationships. It can be platonic relationships as well, like friendships that you've had. Maybe you're cutting ties with work.
Come on, cutting ties.
Moving into new spaces.
Come on.
Whatever it is, whatever kind of relationship is, toxic shit is falling off of our bodies.
Yes, we're getting rid.
We're getting the fuck rid.
Yeah. You know what I see my coworker talking about luggage versus baggage on Instagram?
Oh.
Like they're both using to carry things, but like your luggage helps you get to the next place where your baggage kind of holds you back.
Oh.
So just be mindful of what it is that you're carrying along your journey. And being okay with leaving the baggage and taking the luggage. Luggage is like what serves you. You know, like you need your luggage to travel.
Yeah.
The baggage, not so much.
Luggage. You know?
Yeah.
Luggage versus baggage. You know, okay, so when I was thinking about this, I'm like, we oftentimes, like when we're going through something, kind of bypass the real feelings by saying like, but it's going to be better. Like, you know, but I know there's something better.
Right.
But right now I don't feel the better.
Right.
The better's not here. So like, how can we acknowledge the, I feel like if you don't like really address the feelings, acknowledge the feelings and sit in the feelings and accept them for what they really are, you might miss what you're supposed to learn from this experience.
Definitely.
That you're going through. And so either it might affect the good or whatever, you know, whatever you're expecting to be the light at the end of the tunnel, mm-hmm. it might affect it when it shows up, or you might not really appreciate it, or you might just have to go through the lesson again because yeah. you never learned what you were supposed to learn you the never first did. Time.
Yeah, it took away.
So that's something that I've really been working on through my season. I'm like, you just really need to sit and accept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't do the brush over or the glaze over. Like, no, take it for what it really fucking is, sis, because if you don't, it's going to represent itself.
I think I'm trying to take away the idea of being alone.
Yeah.
You know, that's always difficult.
The alone.
That's a struggle, man. It's hard.
And I think the alone hits me hard because I already have like a small knit group. Now I have like, yeah. when I say I have a small knit group, I'm not taking away from the people that like I love and consider friends. But I mean, as far as the gang vibe.
Yeah.
That people like I call up like let's hang out, let's you
yeah
know,
are you called to talk to
it's very quaint. And so remember I was saying to you this weekend, like I can't lose anyone.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, I remember what we were talking about. Something that we'll
like,
share later.
Yeah, I was like, I can't lose anyone. I don't feel like I have the capacity to lose anyone.
Yeah.
Because
any friends is what she's talking about.
Yeah, friends. I don't have the capacity to lose any friends because
you already
have
a small
group.
Yeah, my group is way small. I have nothing.
The circle is a dot.
Period. It's not big.
So I'm like, oh yeah, the alone shit.
It hits different.
Especially if you're someone like, I do appreciate solitude. And we talked about this before, like with alone versus lonely. Being lonely versus being alone. I definitely do enjoy solitude, like to recharge. But to recharge from ganging and kikiing, I like to be with people.
I mean, I do. You're speaking to yourself.
I love
mirrored.
To be with people. I
mirrored.
Really do.
And you know what? In all transparency, it wasn't a rough weekend, but it was a different weekend. It was very different because I was alone, right? Because yeah. technically, Brendan, and this should go to, as no surprise to anybody, but we're together Monday to Monday. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, love. It's literally every day, yeah. y'all, because we go to the gym. Because
we have a lot. Because we do this podcast. We work together. Damn, our second job, our nine to five, mm-hmm. our 5 to 9 is our, we do that together.
Yeah.
We're friends and we're workout partners.
We're workout buddies. So we're doing all of this shit. And then on the weekend, we do our friend shit.
Yeah.
So it's like every day we're together. So to have my togetherness stripped, I was like, hey. This is not the way it was supposed
imagine
to go.
Imagine how I feel when you're not available.
That's rare. That is very rare.
Well, yeah. Well, if you don't be
available. I was like, now this is hitting different. My reliable buddy is gone. Luckily, I had work for 8 hours.
And I was thinking that. I was thinking that when I was talking to Morgan, I was like, me and Germany need to enter a relationship at the same damn time. It needs to be a pact. They damn near need to be brothers. Like, I like you, and she likes
your brother.
And then we decide we're entering it together because...
It's going to be too dramatic. It's going to be like heart-wrenching.
No, that's so drama. We're so drama.
I'm just
no,
saying.
Like, of course, we both want to be in a relationship. We're just being so damn honest with y'all. Like, we both want to be in a relationship. I want you in a relationship. And I for damn sure want myself in one.
Of course.
And of course, like, there's other people I can hang out with. But the frequency changes. And yeah. you know, I like to be out in the house a lot.
I know.
And shaking ass and all that.
I know.
So anyway, I'm like, we need to be entering into the relationships at the same damn time. Because one of us, once we meet our men, our husbands who go want to do all
going
the
to
shit
suffer.
We want to do.
They're going to suffer. I'm just being completely honest.
Yeah, one of us will suffer.
Spade or spade.
One of us is probably going to be like, damn, I'm alone. I'm lonely.
I am alone.
I'm lonely, so.
But yeah, so anyway, I was feeling that tug of like, damn, now your friend gone. You got to work. And I wasn't having like the FOMO because I was totally happy that you were enjoying it. And I was like, I'm at work. If I would have been home and couldn't go for any other reason, I would have been sick. Yeah. I would have been slitting my wrist.
You would have been there.
I know. But whatever. So because I couldn't go, it was just like we were apart for 2 days. And
the color purple vibe. Finished, girl.
I was like, damn, like I'm really alone, right? So Saturday, after work, I contemplated like, okay, should I like try to make plans? Should I try to get something going? Because I did not want to be alone.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, so you got to do something. But then I said, no. I said, no, this is stemming from a place and you need to sit in it and just be uncomfortable with the fact that like you're alone this weekend. Like, it's okay. You can't always be exchanging energy. And like, that's my human design to guide energy. So I need to be, you know.
You need the energy exchange.
I need the energy exchange. So yeah. I was kind of like, well, I guess the dogs will be my energy exchange this weekend because I had them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, just sit in it because y'all don't know how hard it was to not spark up
a
plan.
I felt that too. I felt that too. Like, and I've had to sit in it. I felt like I've gotten more comfortable with it now because it's been a minute. Yeah. So it's like, you know, you're chilling tonight. And I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah. And that's how I took it. I was like, no, you're just going to be by yourself.
This is a chill weekend.
Yeah. It's a chill weekend and it's okay. But I ain't trying to have too many more of those.
Oh, yeah. I feel you, sis.
I'm like, don't run back the chill weekend. I only need those once every blue moon.
Where the fuck is our husbands? Hey, I know some of y'all men tap in. I'm just kidding.
No, I don't want them. I probably don't want the ones listening.
Maybe they got some.
I don't want them. I don't want them.
We're just kidding.
That
anyway,
was a kid.
Who was a kid?
That.
Oh, the joke. Yeah, jokey joke. I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to recruit a nigga from
the show.
Work.
Right.
But, yeah. So
the collective shift.
There's a collective shift because it's not just us.
No.
I've been seeing a lot of people say, especially because we're reaching the end of the year, you know, that's when a lot of us become reflective over like how 2019 was and even more so how we want 2020 or the next year to be.
The next decade. Which makes it
That means we can't play.
I'm just saying, when you really put into perspective, not only are we going into a new year, we're literally closing a whole decade out of our lives.
We're closing out our 20s.
Which, to be honest, this is probably the first time that I've been mature enough to reflect on like a decade is ending. Because my first decade, I was 10, then I was 20. I wasn't thinking the decade is ending.
I was just like, it's ending year.
Yeah. But now at this point, I'm like, okay, what in the last decade have I done? What have I learned? Who is with me on my journey? Who have I left behind or, you know, our paths have changed? Who do I want to continue on? There's so much that's happened in 10 years where I can, like, I was 21.
And so was she.
My partners have changed.
Yeah.
Friendships have taken different shape.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a lot to consider going into this new decade.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why this energy feels all intense.
And I've been seeing a lot of people say that 2019 was a trying year. And I definitely feel like this was one of probably the most trying years I've ever had.
What was that tweet you sent me? Slap me on the ass and...
Slap me on the ass and slap me on the ass and say it's 1929 because I'm in the Great Depression. I'm like, we're all getting our asses slapped. Bend over, motherfuckers. Come get your ass slapped.
Well, slap me on the ass and call me 1929 because I'm in the Great Depression. That shit was so...
I hollered. I'm like, this is fucking funny. This is funny. It has been somber. It has been somber for the majority of the fucking year.
I know, but a lot of times what I've been gathering is that our relationships, we tie so much of our worth.
Oh yeah.
To the relationship, which
That's
makes you
very true.
When you don't have it, you start questioning like
what the fuck's going on?
Yeah, where does my worth lie?
For sure.
When I don't have a partner or someone in my corner, which I think is another time where we can use to reflect when we're by ourselves, because you can see like, hey, I'm still worthy. I'm still lovable. I'm still loving. I'm still, you know, this person who is worthy of engagement with somebody. And maybe those people weren't the right people to engage with me.
Yeah.
And you learned some lessons. Mm-hmm. You took some stuff away. Mm-hmm. And now you know what it is. When you know what it is that you do want, you also know what you don't want.
Perfect. Yeah. Exactly.
You know, when you're able to align with like, I want this type of energy in, you also can say, hey, I don't want that type of energy in.
Yeah. It definitely helps you
create some distinction.
Yeah. And some clarity around what the fuck you really want.
Yeah.
And don't want, for sure.
So I think mainly if we shift our perspective, and I know that's something that we've been talking about a lot, shifting our perspective, shifting our focus, changing our vantage point. And that's hard because I was like, wow, I'm really hurting because I'm alone. I was still dealing with some feelings like.
Yeah. I felt those feelings like it becomes like, oh my God.
And I think it brought up some feelings about like my breakup. And I'm like, okay. was that the right decision?
Oh, or
not, no, not no, like
I
that.
No, no, I'm saying yes. No. I agree. I'm standing in agreement with you because yeah. Those are the thoughts that come up. You begin to question and second guess, like, perhaps I shouldn't have even done that.
Yeah, and then I'm like, am I feeling these feelings because, like, my person is gone? Like, yeah. I was supposed to be with a person right now, my person, and now, you know, so I was kind of going through that, and then I'm like, I'm a little sad. And I'm like, okay, she needs a break. She needs a break. Turn Snowfall on now. Let me watch some of the TV.
Turn on, yeah.
You know, and like I was mentioning, that was my whole point of saying that, like, we're all in this together, and I know shifting the perspective seems like an easy thing to do, but it really is a matter of controlling our thoughts, because as soon as a thought comes in where it's like, I'm sad, not that I can't acknowledge, like, I feel these feelings, but I don't want to connect it to my worth.
Right.
Like, I'm sad. I don't feel like anybody wants me, or there's nobody to want me. So now I feel like shit. Now I need to go back to the root of that.
Yeah.
Because it's bigger than me being sad. Now yeah. I'm spinning in all of this other type of shit that's making me question myself, exactly. My person. And that's the thought that I'm talking about controlling.
And that's the part of doing the work where noticing the thoughts, acknowledging the thoughts, but not becoming the thoughts.
And like, changing the thought.
And changing the thought.
Right?
It's like, yes, I am sad. Yes, I am alone. But no, I am not worthless.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. So shift your perspective. And we mentioned this in our little memo of check-in. We briefly talked about this. But allowing yourself to be upgraded during this time. Right? This is your upgrade.
This is your time.
This is your time.
We talk about the glow up so much. And a lot of the times we tie the glow up to like revenge or like, I'm going to show these motherfuckers what they're missing.
Yeah.
But no, it needs to be for self.
Yeah, you have to. This is the time you got to do the work.
I was just, my thought. This is why I like to have shit written down, because I'll be having 50 thoughts running through my mind.
It's okay.
And I can't catch them.
It's okay.
Wow. Oh. Speaking about on our Instagram post today, I was talking about like being so tied up in the how.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the how was hindering me and keeping me deeper into like a depression or feeling sad because as you all know, I've talked about it multiple times on the show, I'm solution oriented. So mm-hmm. I want to know like, okay, so this ain't working. Okay, so what is and how?
Right.
And when?
Right.
But because I was putting so much of my focus and energy to the how, I don't know how.
Right. Yeah.
I just need to know that it is.
That
is the how is not really my concern, but it will. It's not like I'm just sitting down doing nothing, but at the same time, why am I racking my brain
and that's
trying
what we
to
do.
Figure out, oh my God, well, how? Okay, well, am I going to meet you here? And then, like, what do I got to do when I meet you? And then, like, you know, so are you going to be at this event? Like,
Yeah. Yeah, wondering, how it's going to work out. That's a lot of what we do. We focus on, like, when our partners come in.
When, how, and...
Yeah, where are they going to come from? We be thinking about the time we wasted on this nigga. If another nigga's going to come.
Right immediately after. It's like, okay, so this ended. I've cleared space.
The now,
space
where's my new cleared. Nigga coming?
Where is the new one?
Yeah.
He needs to be here now because I've done my part. And it doesn't always work like that.
It
most of the time does not work like that.
So I think mainly be gentle with yourself.
I have been gentle. I feel
not
like...
Not just you. I'm speaking to them too.
Oh, I was speaking about me. Because I feel like I'm getting to the other side.
Come on, other side.
Street.
Come on, chicken. Other side of the road.
Crossing the road.
Yeah.
And I think it's because I did force myself to be like, no, bitch.
Yeah, sit in it.
You sit.
Sit, yeah.
Don't move. Don't touch nothing. And when I get back in this house, everything better be the way I left it.
Yeah, like, I'm in that mode right now. I'm in the sit. Ass is on the floor.
The sleep.
There ain't no furniture in my house. Not in my real house, in my emotional house. It's my house. And I live
You have
it.
To. You have to.
Yeah, I'm sitting.
You really
I'm
have
sitting. It's that Indian style.
It's very tough.
It is.
It's almost like you're fighting yourself.
Oh, yeah.
The boxing
with myself.
Yeah, I was hitting myself. I'm like, oh, wow, bitch, you're hitting yourself. You brought the bulls to the fight.
Yeah.
You're taking the hair and wrapping it around the hand.
And when we pulled up,
we said, no, don't pull no hair and don't hit in the face. And you're pulling my hair and you're hitting me in the face.
Yeah.
We set the rules of the fight and we said no pulling the hair and no hitting in the face. Why am I being pulled and hit in the face?
Yeah, because life is dragging you. Bottom bit of the ass is in life's hands and pulling you along. And you have on a thong.
And it also comes in waves, right? I know that it I does. Might go back into the space.
Ebbs and flow.
I might go back, but I know that I can get through.
You can, and you'll it's be back again. It's not my permanent. Yeah. Get back up again.
So, oh, and then, so the day that we're recording this is 11/11, and they said that we weren't going to see 11/11. No, what? See, this is what I need.
It's okay.
Anyway, this is an important day for manifesting, okay? Period. That's
and that's on
that.
Period.
You'll be listening to this on the 12th, but it still stands.
Take the message.
So this affirmation comes from Mindset of Greatness. And this is an affirmation we're going to be reciting for ourselves. Put it on a sticky note. Put it on your phone, screensaver. Or put mm-hmm. it somewhere. Mm-hmm. I allow myself to feel everything so very deeply. I know that healing is not running away, but the courage to face my feelings. Like an alchemist, I am transmuting all low vibrational feelings into light and even deeper love and appreciation for myself. I am transmuting lack into abundance, fears and density into light and love. I embrace the opportunity to let go of the old and receive an upgrade to my being. Mm. And add on the end of that, and that's on period.
Yeah, and add on to that, bitch. That's what we're adding on the end of that.
You have to affirm, feel, yes. Just everything we said. We're feeling everything deeply. Yeah. We know that healing is not running away. It's the courage to face your feelings. That's how you heal. Not trying to figure out an escape, which we do all the time.
Yes.
Whether it's an activity, a person. You know,
I we're can't not wait escaped. For New Year's.
Ooh, and we have plans this year. We're starting 2020 off on the baddest bitch. We're starting the decade off
well.
Okay. But yeah, you're facing your feelings. And by doing that, you can turn that low vibrational energy into something that'll serve your higher being, your higher self.
That's how you wrap it around.
We cannot live in these low vibes. We may dip down, dip it low, bring it up slow, but we're not going to stay there.
All around, bring it back, team.
We're not going to stay there.
No, we won't.
Forever, and we're going to embrace our opportunities.
That's good. That's good. That's good, Brittany.
Also, full moon. Full moon in Taurus on today, the day that this episode releases. That is something that I've been doing this year, going through my time, my things.
Yes.
I've really been using the energy of the new moon and the full moon.
Yes.
And maybe that's helped.
I think so.
Because I've been intentional, so.
She's intentional.
We saw this full moon in Taurus post from Tiger Lily blog. And this is what they're saying that the full moon in Taurus will bring. So do your full moon rituals tonight.
What are we bringing
in? Setting your intentions. The full moon in Taurus is bringing a much needed energetic reset and positive shift, decluttering and clearing out old energy, communication breakthroughs, true feelings surface and reveal, toxic patterns and relationships ending, healthier and deeper soul connections, emotional cleansing and healing, increased abundance and fortune.
That's it. Take all of that in.
Take this message, this divine message. And apply it to your life.
Yes.
Okay.
So hopefully you guys realize it ain't nobody alone. We all here together. So
we're all here.
Patience is a virtue. Grace. Allow yourself time to heal. You're running your own race. And we're all going to get there in divine timing.
Yeah.
The good Lord's going to bring your nigga down and he's going to be perfect for you. And you know what else? He's going to realize, wow, I got a good thing going with a bad bitch.
Yeah, he's going to bring your in. Maybe it's your family. Maybe it's your friends. Whoever you need to let go.
Let him go. If you the shit, girl, let that
nigga know. And know that there will be restoration.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you for that. Okay, so now it's time to pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem.
So the gym this week was gifted to me on my birthday, but I thought it was so cool and I thought you guys may find some value in it because we're always buying little birthday gifts, trinkets, and this is a perfect gift. It's called a birth date candle and it's a special blend curated for your birthday. Mm-hmm. So they sell them by your birth date. My birth date is August 23rd. And so on the candle, it's a special scent. Mm-hmm. It has your sign.
Yeah, signs.
It has your sign, your ruling number, and the planet you're ruled by. And then it lists a couple of strengths and weaknesses. Now, I'm going to say I don't agree with the weaknesses they listed for me. It says that my weaknesses are that I'm aloof, commanding, and clueless. I'm the fucking opposite of that bitch. I'd be tapped in, but that's okay. Maybe some people born on August 23rd, maybe this applies to them. And it says, my strengths are that I'm useful, inventive, and persuasive. Either way it goes, this candle is nice. I thought it was a nice touch. It warmed my heart because we love shit to have our birthday on it. And our sign. Birthday
Virgo, and our sign. Libra.
And the scent is sage, jasmine, and palo santo. Yes. So I actually burned this candle when I was doing my new moon rituals. So maybe I'll burn it again for my full moon tomorrow.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. So.
So I'll put down in the show notes where you can get this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't even realize this on the back. The children of August 23rd are flush with energy, charm, and skill. And it gives a little spiel about what that means.
So she'll share where you can get that candle from. I think that wraps it up. Hopefully, this is value added for you. If you like this rogue episode.
Yeah, if you like this, join us over on Patreon. That's usually where we do this.
Yeah, more candid conversation, things mm-hmm. like this that are more hot, honest, open, and transparent.
Yeah.
So again, we'll be posting the mid-month check-in similar to this format. If this works for you, then join us over there.
All right. So we'll chat with you all next week. Bye.
Bye. I like to hear you.